Folks, I have taken a few road trips up into Anderson Valley and Mendocino County in recent days, and Mike Reynolds is sitting here with me. We're not going to take a road trip today, but we're going to take it by opening this beautiful bottle of Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley. First, Mike, great to be with you. Let's talk about Anderson Valley, because really people need to know about that, and it really could become a destination here if it's not already.
So if you haven't been to the Anderson Valley, it's this beautiful northwest, southeast valley located on Highway 128 between Cloverdale and the town of Mendocino. It's very close to the coast and has a lot of marine influences, different than certainly Napa or Sonoma County. It tends to be very cold. It was really put on the map when pioneers like Mila Hanley and Navarro and Roeder Estate arrived there in the late 70s and early 80s. It is a very small appellation, but makes spectacular Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays because of its cool climate.
Well, it's real interesting, too, because in recent times I have talked to the folks from Duckhorn with the Golden Eye, another premium Pinot Noir from that area. Each couple of miles of the valley, there's different nuances that go into these wines.
So this is our 2012 Blue Jay blend, which is an Anderson Valley blend. It actually comes from really only three vineyards in the Anderson Valley, one being the Savoy Vineyard. We actually have an estate property in the Anderson Valley. We have 35 acres of Pinot Noir in the Anderson Valley, and then we buy grapes from one other vineyard. I think what's really unique about the Anderson Valley is that in Pinot Noir, at least, it expresses really dark fruit characters. The analogy that I like to use is if a Sonoma County Pinot Noir is like a wine of the Cote de Beaune, kind of soft and fruitful and opulent, the Anderson Valley Pinot Noirs are more like the Cote de Nuit, the northern part of Burgundy, where the wines are a little darker, the fruit characters are a little blacker, and the tannins have a little more strength and structure to them. And we love this wine for its character, its strength, and its power.
I think this could go with some meat dishes and some beautiful sauces, and I'm hoping Chef is going in that direction. But Anderson Valley really is a premier site for me these days. I really am excited about the fruit that's coming out of there, and this is spectacular. We might have to stick around a while and have an extra glass of this.
Or two.
Chef just brought a dish to the table. Please join us. We saved you a seat here on Have Wine, We'll Travel.